And let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's Crapinfest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop. It's hammer time.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
Insanity, I assure you. Lindsey Buckingham from 1984, and Go Insane. Haha, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Let's legalize things all the way around, shall we? You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Or you're listening to Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM, Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Or you're listening to the Shanda Radio Network, AM 1620 KFHX, Fountain Hills, Phoenix, Arizona. Or you're listening to HaltonFM.com. Real music, your life. They're in Northwest England, and that's very cool. Or you're listening to Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world, and you can hear them at RadioFreePhoenix.com. Having said all that, I gotta tell you, I'm a little excited about tonight's show, because this is so fascinating, I'm gonna fade down the background music just so I can tell you and not be distracted by the background music. There's a theme show tonight. I'm actually going to put on a big theme for you guys and Go Insane fit right in with it. Tonight's theme came to me literally in a dream. This is, well, I mean, many people think that I program this show in my sleep. or I sleepwalk my way through the show. All the particular allegories and alliterations, they're all true. But actually, the way a lot of these theme shows work out here on Crap from the Past, I'm at work, I think, ooh, that'd be a good idea. And I grab a pad and I scribble down the theme at the top of the page, I underline it, and then I start listing songs. And when I hit about 25 or 30 songs, I'm good to go. And then we just sort of tear off the page, round up the stuff at home, and bring it in, and thus you get the theme shows on Crap from the Past. Well, I had a dream less than a week ago in which I dreamt that I was at work, and I thought, oh, March Madness, that's a great theme. And I remember seeing this vividly in my dream. And I grabbed the pad. I wrote down March Madness in capital letters at the top. I underlined it. First thing I wrote down was Madness. You know, Madness. You know, the one step beyond our house people. Love those guys. That was the first line. The second line, since it's March Madness, I wrote down M. Penn. Because I figured Michael Penn's first album was called March. That's fair game. And the third thing I wrote under that was, can I play with madness? And I put that in capital letters and I put it in quotes because it's the title of a song. And I thought those three should be enough to get me started. And then I set the pad aside. Now, I apparently have violated one of those cardinal things that you're not supposed to be able to do. And that I could very, very clearly read and write in my dream. Apparently, when you dream in one side of your brain's asleep or something, and you're not supposed to be able to make out the letters, unless it's like stop and a stop sign. No, I was able to make out all these letters clearly. And I remember super vividly because when I wrote down M pen, I wrote down an M uppercase, P uppercase, and that, let's see, they sort of bled together because I wrote the M and then I put a little slash on it to make that rightmost stroke on the M into a P also. It's very strange, but it came to me in a dream. I thought I better flesh this thing out. And here we are. It's not March. It doesn't matter. This show came to me in a dream. And if you have anything to say about it, 612-341-0980. I'm here. Super listener Tom is here manning the phones. And there. 3 minutes of inspiration. It's a little talky this week, but the talking shall cease, and we'll get right back into the music. From 1978, this song should have been much bigger, but the record company went belly up. Rupert Holmes would have to wait a couple of years for his first big hit. From 1978, this is Rupert Holmes, and Let's Get Crazy Tonight on Crap from the Past.
Life can be too much, you see. We all need insanity. You're out.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Back to a time that we never think of as being cool.
On Crap from the Past.
Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, what we're living in. Let me tell ya. Well, it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up my love to this world, only to be told I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will we be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, 'cause we can always take but never give. And now the things are changing for the worse. See, whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin.
Record from 1997. It's Jamiroquai and their only sizable hit that I know of. It's Virtual Insanity on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this week, March Madness. Why now? Why not? It's madness, I tell you. And because marching is part of March Madness, why don't I just play a couple songs with that fine marching beat that you don't get to hear in pop songs very often. From 1984, I'm going to play you a 12-inch of a fine song by a guy named Nick Kershaw. If you know Nick Kershaw, at least here in the U.S., you know the song, Wouldn't It Be Good. It came dangerously close to being a pop hit. Elsewhere in the world, in the U.K., he had a bunch of hits, including this song here, which I love to death. From 1984, this is Nick Kershaw and the 12-inch of The Riddle. It's got the marching beat, you see? It's cool. I grab from the past.
Near a tree by a river, there's a hole in the ground where an old man of Arran goes around and around.
love working for Uncle Sam.
I love working for Uncle Sam.
Let me know just who I am.
Let me know just who I am.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, I love the Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, I love the Marine Corps.
My Corps.
My Corps.
Your Corps.
Your Corps.
Our Corps.
Our Corps.
Marine Corps.
Marine Corps.
Mm, good.
Mm, good.
Mm, good. Pick up the step a little bit. We're going a little bit too slow.
Believe it or not, that thing hit number 2 in England in 1987, and it did come out here in the U.S., and I probably have the only existing copy of the 45 that came out here in the U.S., and it even had a picture sleeve. It's billed to Abigail Mead and Nigel Goulding, and I don't know if those are people's real names or not. They also have writer's credits on there for a song called Full Metal Jacket, I Want to Be Your Drill Instructor, and I'm not 100% certain if it was released as a single from the soundtrack or what. But it was a big hit in England, and I don't know where else. And I think that would have sounded just fine here on the air in the U.S. Apparently, radio thought otherwise. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. We're doing March Madness. Why are we doing it now? Because it's madness, I tell you. And we may as well legalize things. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com, or you're listening to Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Or you're listening to the Shanda Radio Network, heard Saturdays on AM 1620 KFHX Fountain Hills, Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, we're heard in Arizona. Or you're listening to Real Music Your Life, HaltonFM.com. And soon, we're hoping soon they'll have the official over-the-air broadcast license, and you should be able to hear them somewhere in Northwest England, which is very cool. And we're also heard on Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world, at radiofreephoenix.com. Unwieldy, but still really cool. If you want to find out how you can become a Craft from the Past affiliate, go to craftfromthepast.com. It would be a pleasure for me to have my show on your station. That'd be cool. Now, since it is March Madness, and one of the things that came to me in my dream was the March album from Michael Penn, which I have right here. No Myth was the hit, but the album is just terrific start to finish. So I'm going to play you a song that wasn't released as a single, but should have been. And maybe we should release it as a single now. It's just a mere 14 years after it came out. Michael Penn from 1989. This is Brave New World from the March album. March Madness on Crap from the Past.
Dave's busy hiding in the bassinet, wondering if the third world war started yet. I told her I was pulling up and heading west. She said she would have come, but she was overdressed. Sent a picture postcard of a Midwest bank. She told me that she showed it to a new friend, Franco. Noticed in the window of the 19th floor. I got my hitch about to prove the man can't soar. He would also like to know if I could just check around before I let this down. Stone rolls from until the tumble down. So this may not be my best day, but this ain't no golden age. Everybody whispering to save his Bratzy. Son, would you be kind enough to be our guide? The driver yelled, the one in back already tried. His memory is rusty and his vision tied. Glasses and lubricant were by his side, but the team that was an animal, the lion died. He did not want to see me go, but I did not want to be another musketeer, cause the gas runs out before the band's in gear. Please don't hit me if I do say, but this ain't no golden age. And you look so pretty on the freeway. Let's drive into the brave new world. Company looked in the back, looking for a way out of a cul-de-sac. Tearing through the fumble down the almanac, then all the dusty noses cause he sniffs shellac. Finally found the number of a man at the door who rode up in a Beamer with a pricey whore. My buster was a cricket up, he locked the door. Rode a sleigh and either back before the war. By then the night was falling so, and I did not want to stick around and just look on when I saw you pulling up to my soft shoulder. This may not be my best day, but this ain't no golden age. You look pretty on the freeway. Let's drive into the brave new world. Please don't hit me if I do say, but this ain't no golden age. Pretty on the freeway.
on Boogie Monster Gerber.
I guess it's well known that the temptations rock musicians are faced with can be hazardous to their health, like wild women and non-medicinal drugs.
On Crap from the Past.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
It is the Talking Heads and a song you know and love from 1980, 86? Let's just call it 86, maybe 85. Yeah, 85 sounds good. It's Road to Nowhere, and just another fine song off the Little Creatures album, and a song that turned out to be a good-sized hit in England, not a pop hit here in the U.S. That seems to be a trend tonight. The songs about the crazy and the madness and the marching, all big hits in England, not really big hits here in the U.S. This week's theme here on Crap from the Past, March Madness, just because I can. So not only do I get to play songs about marching, like Road to Nowhere with the marching, and madness, like the crazy insanity, I get to play songs about basketball, since March Madness is one of the largest sporting events here in the U.S. With the college basketball and all, I'm going to play you one song about basketball. It's the only one I can think of from 1984. This is Curtis Blow, of course, and basketball on Crap from the Past.
I like the way they dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball, but Mr. Curtis Blow. Earl the Pearl and Will Big O and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King, and number 33, my man Kareem, is the center of my stony team. Then you talk up to Dantley and Wilkins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dal Dawkins got a monster dunk. To the hoop, y'all. Yes. Ha ho! Here I go. Face. Watch me. Deal. Dips. Can't check.
Gerber.
You dropped a bomb on me.
On Crap from the Past.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Micken Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillevanians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow,
copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. Burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Your father had a loving you has made me bananas.
Wow. Guy Marks from 1968. And Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. Right. There's other stuff by Guy Marks out there, but it's not so good. For real. Honest to God. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past. This week, March Madness with the bananas. I thought, well, as long as we're doing bananas, let me dig up something I don't think I've ever played here before. If you're a loyal listener to Crap from the Past, you know we always dwell on the song Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot, which was a Twin Cities staple back in Heinz and Bergland, was it? Yeah, this would have been a good 20 years ago when they played it all the time. Originally, it was done by a Swedish group called Karamba. And I forget the guy's name, but he was connected with ABBA. I think he was an engineer for ABBA or a protege of one of the engineers, something like that. He recorded a song called Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot. And I don't know if it was really in Swedish or if it was just made up words, but there was a parody version, pretty much note for note cover version done by Wesley Willard and the 709s. And that's the version that got played here in the Twin Cities around 1981-82 for a couple years after that by Heinz and Berglund. And it was on what station?
WLOL.
WLOL? Thank you, Tom. Super listener Tom grew up here. I did not. I had to learn about all this stuff secondhand. There are other versions of Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot out there, and I've never had an opportunity to play them all at once because you really don't want to hear all these back-to-back. But there was a German TV show called Bananas, and a listener sent me MP3 files of the intro and the outro. The theme music to Bananas was Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot. In German. I'm going to play this for the first time ever here. I'm going to play the intro just because it's only 45 seconds long. Amazing. Well, bananas, it fits in with the March Madness thing. This is the theme to Bananas on Crap from the Past.
Hubba hubba zoot zoot. Hubba hubba zoot zoot. Hubba hubba zoot zoot. Hubba hubba zoot zoot.
from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Every tongue got to stop them crazy horses on the run. What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky, yeah. Crazy horses, all got riders, and they're you and I.
Crazy horses. Crazy horses.
They just keep on pumping how they multiply. Crazy horses, will they never halt? If they keep on moving, then it's all our fault. What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky, yeah. Crazy horses, all got riders, and they're you and I.
Those Osmonds know how to rock. Yes, that's the Osmonds. Yes, let that sink in for a second. The MGM's answer to the Jackson 5, that was the Osmonds. And in order to shed the teeny bopper image that they carefully crafted, they recorded stuff like that. Crazy Horses was a big hit in 1972, although you probably won't be hearing that on your good times, great oldies stations. That's as crazy as it gets, and it fits in with March Madness here on Crap from the Past, because that's what we're doing this week. I know it's not March. It's madness. It all makes sense now. And now, a nice funky little song, believe it or not, from the Little River Band. You're Driving Me Out of My Mind from 1983 on Crap from the Past.
Mas
Now to present the logistics of our mission, the Commander-in-Chief. Please welcome the original Gerber baby.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Those of you who wanted to hear YMCA, it's pretty much the same song. That's Crazy for You by the great David Hasselhoff, which was, I believe, a big German hit in 1990. And I can't say it with a straight face. Oh, when you uncork the Hasselhoff, that's just plain crazy. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, and it's March Madness Week. So mad, in fact, that it's not even March. Such madness. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. If you want to see old playlists, check out old shows. You missed the show? Reruns are always available at crapfromthepast.com. Or you're listening to Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM, Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Or you're listening to the Shanda Radio Network. That's right, KFHX, Fountain Hills, Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, we're heard in Arizona. Or, hang on a minute here. Or you're listening to HaltonFM.com. Real music, your life. And when they eventually get their broadcast license, because they're just part-time out of the year, they will be on the air somewhere in Northwest England, which I think is pretty slick. Or you're listening to Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world, at RadioFreePhoenix.com. It's March Madness Week, and I thought I'd play you a rarity. It's not as upbeat and insane as the David Hasselhoff, but it has the exact same title, which is cool all by itself. And this is from an album called Number One with a Bullet, which is a very strange compilation album that came out on Cypress Records back in 1988. Cypress Records, you might recall, had a very small hit, or a big hit actually, with Rock On by David Essex. I think that was the only hit ever on Cypress. That gave him enough clout, or enough cash, I guess, to put out this album called Number One with a Bullet. 10 songs, and it's the demo versions of 10 really big pop hits from the mid-80s. It's pretty fascinating. I know others may hate this album. I think it's a fascinating slice of just pop history for those of you who like these things. Like me, for example. And what I'm going to play for you here was a big hit in 1985 for Madonna, but originally recorded 2 years before that, in 1983, by the guy who co-wrote it and produced it. This is John Lind, L-I-N-D, and the original version of Crazy for You. March Madness on Crap from the Past.
Gerber.
I saw this flying saucer shoot across the sky and stop over me while I was lying in bed, and it sucked me up into it. When it put me down, I shot up in bed. It didn't feel like a dream. I know it was real.
On Crap from the Past.
I can't relax. This Colonel Sanders job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. Ah! Psycho chicken, what the f***? Better run, 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 run away. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I don't know just what to do.
He's got a grudge against Frank Perdue. He's clucking a lot, but he's not saying anything. I plucked him once, why pluck him again?
Psycho chicken, what the f***?
I defy you to hear that anywhere else. Anywhere. It was hard for, very hard to find for years. Finally got myself a copy of Psycho Chicken by The Fools. Yes, The Fools from 1980. If you can find it, good luck. My copy's on an EMI 45 on white vinyl. I'm not even sure if this was domestically released as a single. So, it's pretty cool. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. Yes, that Crap from the Past. And it's March Madness, because it's not even March. That's how crazy this is. And to top it all off, I got myself a marching band playing the theme from the Jeffersons, and that's what I'm going to play for you right now. How mad is that on Crap from the Past?
Thank you.
Monster Gerber.
People were coming up to me and freaking out, mobbing me in the streets, wanting to take my picture.
On Crap from the Past.
Can I play with madness?
From 1988 and Can I Play With Madness, and only on Crap from the Past you're going to hear a marching band careening into Iron Maiden and having it all make sense, because it's March Madness. And it's not even March. That's the madness of it all. And what a theme. I like I told you at the beginning of the show, this theme actually came to me in a dream earlier this week, where I dreamt that I wrote down March Madness, and I wrote down Madness, and I wrote down M. Penn for Michael Penn, which I played earlier in the show. And then I wrote down Can I Play With Madness, and we've hit all three of those here on Crap from the Past. What a theme. It is strange that I was able to actually dream about writing it down. I think that's really weird. I'm not 100% comfortable with that. Anyway, I forgot to play the Madness song. And wouldn't you know, it's right in my CD player right now. In 1984, Madness had a hit with a song called Michael Caine, in which they enlisted the actual actor, Michael Caine, to come on and say, "I'm Michael Caine." Listen carefully and you'll hear him in Michael Caine by Madness on Crap from the Past.
We get ya, ya, ya.
I am Michael Caine.
He's walking there, I'm afraid, I don't know. I see the fire.
is mine, yes. Throw it all away.
I am Michael Caine.
And though I want it was our way,
number one.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
He's trying to get crazy with this, see? Don't you know I'm loco? Loco.
Insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. Insane.
That's how it ends. Cypress Hill and Insane in the Brain. Good size hit from 1993. In hindsight, not a very good record, but it was a big hit. And if you were of age at the time, you probably remember it. And there you go. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is March Madness here on Crap from the Past. It's a theme this week that I came up with in my sleep. I had a dream that I came up with a theme called March Madness and I had to follow through, despite the fact that it's not March. That makes it even more mad. So much madness, I can hardly contain myself. In fact, why don't I just play David Lee Roth in Spanish? Loco del calor means crazy from the heat in Spanish. And this song is great, in my opinion anyway, 1986. On Crap from the Past.
What can I do to keep from going crazy in the night?
It's Kim Carnes from, let's say 85, 86, something like that. Crazy in the Night, Barking at Airplanes. Not a big hit. Although, what can you do when you're comparing yourself to Bette Davis Eyes? Career really stalled after that, because how do you follow up Bette Davis Eyes? Anyway, it's been March Madness here on Crap from the Past. It's not even March. That's how mad this is. And you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. Or you're listening to Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Or you're listening to the Shanda Radio Network, AM 1620 KFHX Fountain Hills, Phoenix, Arizona. Or you're listening to Real Music Your Life, HaltonFM.com. And when they get their actual on-air license, they'll be somewhere in Northwest England on the FM dial. How sweet. Or you're listening to Radio Free Phoenix, USA the World, at RadioFreePhoenix.com. Now, one song left, and it's a beaut with the March Madness and the crazy theme that we're doing. This is a 12-inch single that came out. Officially, the 12-inch was for the Jetsons theme. And it was released as a 12-inch single from the TV's Greatest Hits album, or television's Greatest Hits album in 1986. This was one of the B-sides, and it's just a sample-happy mishmash of lots of stuff that was on the television's Greatest Hits album. This is Jane, Get Me Off This Crazy Thing. That's the title. It's beautiful. I'm Crap from the Past. See you next week.
Space, the final frontier.
This story you're about.